in the timeline, a very young man, I would say probably that the tefillos of the most influential, most impacting in my life, were the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Somehow, that period of time was really a high for me in many, many respects. And you probably are, all of you, all of us, wrestle with the challenge of davening three times a day. It's a very difficult enterprise. It's difficult for two reasons. One is because it's routinized, it's regimented, you do it three times a day. And secondly, in general, tefillah is not an easy thing to connect to. And especially when it's a no longer spontaneous, it's a formal, fixed kind of structure that all of us have. This question is already raised by the Shonin, and they're trying to figure out what the methodologies are to try to improve our davening. So of course, one way of improving davening is to daven in a place where there is a lot of excitement, where it's pulsating, where you feel actually vibes, and you're elevated to heights of ecstasy and the like. So what are the different methodologies? Many people daven in Kalbach Minyan, especially Friday night. Very, very attractive to many, many people. In my former shul where I used to live, the Scheinfeld area of Beit Shemesh, so there was a Kalbach Minyan that emerged already about 10, 12 years ago. They went to every rav and every shul in the neighborhood, and they all turned down the Kalbach Minyan. They wouldn't let them daven in their shul. The only rav that was maskim was the Rashir of Torah Shraga. Even though he didn't daven in that minyan, I couldn't because I had the minyan upstairs, and it affected the minyan upstairs as well, no question about it. That minyan attracted, Ara Yom HaZeh, hundreds of people. You know what kinds of people? All kinds of people. I'm talking about from left to right, hashkafically, chassidim who come with their old regalia, and the people who are very modern with ponies or what have you. Amazing. That's the most beautiful thing. He never told me my name, Sherezach and Gam Yachak. And I was the one who gave the approval for that minyan. And there were balabats in my shul who got very upset with me. So they said, we're diminishing the number of people davening upstairs. And my response to them was, there are more people davening overall. And it's a good thing that people are inspired and hopefully are, in Mitzvah Hashem, elevated. Matov Manoyim. So you see, I've chilled out in my days from being the Litvak, Talmud of Aras Soloveitchik Zatzal. Whatever the case is, Tefillah is something, if you connect to Hashem, is brought through Tefillah, Ashrecha v'ashrecha kecha. And the way to do it is to daven in places that inspire you. And you'll see in Yitzhak Hashem, for those who will, I imagine mostly will be davening here in the yeshiva, Hashem and Kippur. I was only here once. I was here actually 2 years ago, before I started my new shul. I was 3 weeks without a rabbinate, and I davened here on Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Miller, Shlita, I'm going to Rabbi Miller, asked me to daven Yila, the Yavin, the Sheh Tzibur. I don't really have much of a voice, but whatever I had, I tried my best to use it and to try to inspire myself and others as well. But I was incredibly moved by the tefillah of the yeshiva. It was an incredible experience that Yom Kippur for me. Not only the people who davened for the Yavin, but in general, there was such a surge, there was such a power, there was such a vibe, as you say. Really, it was that's probably the major factor in a person's davening. But there's a second factor, which I think is more significant, according to my humble opinion, and that is the factor of understanding what to say. When you have an understanding of tefillah, and you see the structure of it, and the beauty of it, and the symmetry of it, it makes for a totally different ballgame, if I'm using the right expression. It's a totally different world. And so I just want to present to you here, in a nutshell form, Rosh Hashanah, Shemoneh Esrei. This is the Ashkenazic version. For those who are Sfaradi, there are a few here, Baruch Hashem, Sfaradi, Tahorim. But even they also have a similar kind of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not so markedly different, so I would like to present it to you and show you, by way of simple analysis, the beauty of this tefillah. If any tefillah represents the Yesod of Emunah in Hashem Yisbarach, it's after the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Because the major theme of Rosh Hashanah, as you probably know, is what theme? Malchus. We are essentially announcing that Hashem is King, and Kimat every single tefillah reflects that idea, that notion. It's everywhere across the board. But let me begin from the very beginning, and that is to say, you probably, I assume, are aware that in general, every single day, how many brachot do we have in Shemoneh Esrei? 18 or 19, depending on the additional brachas, Shmuel HaKotan, the Gemara brachas. And Shabbos, we have how many brachas? 7. Because we've taken the intermediate brachas, namely the brachas of Bakasha, and eliminated them. It's the subject of Machlokes the Bava Yerushalmi. It's the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch, and it's relevant to a din. On Friday night, sometimes this happened to me more than once. I probably never happened to you, because you're more with it than I am. I'm sometimes on the tired side. And as a result, I start davening on Friday night, after Chonin Rabbim Das. It's happened more than once, I hate to say it. Usually I daven from the sitter, so I try to avoid that problem. But sometimes, after Chonin Rabbim Das, what's the din? If I start after Chonin Rabbim Das, I have to finish the bracha. That's a Gemara in Brachas. It's a Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Rambam. So what does that show you? That there's no stira, there's no contradiction between davening those bakoshes on Friday night, even though we know that Friday night we've eliminated all the bakoshes. Why do you eliminate them? The Gemara says, it's a shim onik Shabbos. Because we don't want to be matriyah. We don't want to impose hardships upon people. Shabbos is a day of, shall we say, it's lighter, and therefore we've eliminated the brachas of bakoshes. But inherently there's nothing wrong with it. You can say those brachas are bringing you a raya from the salacha. This is the Gemara, the Rambam, and the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
So even if you go past the Tachanim, like you can go all the way through.
You are mechuyev to. You're mechuyev to finish the bracha. That's correct, and then you go back to the Shabbos davening. You have to finish Shulchan Aruch. So that's on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You know, also 7 brachas. Namely, what have we done on Shabbos and Yom Tov? We've taken the first 3 and the last 3 of the Shemoneh Esrei that we have, except the middle bracha is called the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Which on Shabbos is Baruch Atah Hashem, Mikadosh HaShabbos, and on Yom Tov, Mikadosh Yisrael, Vazman. So that's basically what we've done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now comes Rosh Hashanah, and here we have a problem. Chazal had a Masorah, that there are 9 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. Based on Sukkim, and Tfilas Chana, based on a Masorah, Chazal. But we added, there are 3 additional brachas that we add on Rosh Hashanah that really constitute the bulk of the Shemoneh Esrei. The longest Shemoneh Esrei in the year is when? Musa Rosh Hashanah. I assume you're aware of that. You perhaps remember that. Maybe not so fondly. I love the Musa Shemoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah. To me, it is my delight of the entire year. I look forward to it with great anticipation, with great love, because to me, that tefillah of Musa Shemoneh Esrei Rosh Hashanah really underscores the emunah that we have in Hashem Yisbarach, and the dveikus that we feel towards Hashem Yisbarach, and it's all reflected in the themes of those brachas of, and what are the 3 additional brachas? Malchios, Zechronos, and Shabbos. Let's discuss them a little bit. So here on the page in front of you, more or less what I have here is a outline, and I'll show you how structured this outline is. Really amazing. Item number 1, of course, as you can see, is more or less the general, the parameters of Shemoneh Esrei. This seems to be very similar to that which we have every day, with the exception of a certain insertion. Zachinu l'chayim al chametz b'chayim and michamocha v'rachamim. Those are inserted during this period of time of the year. But as you can see, we have the bracha Magen Avraham in item number 1, the bracha v'chayim ha'mesim in item number 1 as well. And then we start towards the end of number 1. Ata kadosh shishim chol kadosh u'kdoshim v'chayim. So what we've expected at this point, the bracha of hamelach ha'kadosh, which is instead of hakel ha'kadosh, which is of malchus. And instead we have number 2, an introduction, a rather lengthy preamble. And this is really an introduction to really the idea of Malchios. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a Machlokes Tanoim where exactly Malchios belongs. So we pass the halacha that where is Malchios? And Malchios, of course, refers to the idea that Hashem is Melech, Hashem is King. And to show you where that bracha is, you probably where that particular bracha is. If you take a look over here on the sheet in front of you, you'll notice that the bracha of Malchios, where is it to be found? Where do you see this bracha of Malchios? So you'll find it on item number 7, on the second page, upper right hand corner. The bracha that Malchios ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, upper right hand corner. Melech al kol haaretz, mekadesh yisrael v'yom hazikaron. That's the bracha of Malchios. It expresses the idea that Hashem is king. Universally, Mekadosh Yisrael, he sanctifies the Kal Yisrael, and of course Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. You probably know Rosh Hashanah has several names. What are the 4 names of Rosh Hashanah? Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Tshuva. Excellent. Those are 4 names given by, you see them in the text of Yom HaDin, actually is already in Chazal, it's a Masorah. Yom Tshuva is a Pasuk Chumash, Rosh Hashanah, where is that term? Rosh Hashanah found? Is that term in Chumash? The term Tanakh, it's not. It's also a term that Chazal used. And the fourth, as we mentioned, Yom Adin is also a term in Chazal. But primarily the Torah calls it Yom Truva. Okay, so that's where the Bracha Malchus is to be found. However, you'll look at item two. Item two already has a second opinion, which is one of the Tanoim held that no, that the third bracha should really have Malchus. And that's why we begin in two. We don't pass them like that, Tana, which means that we don't end at that point with the bracha Malchus. As a matter of fact, take a look at item after two, you have item three. And item three at the top of the page says, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. So it's not the classic Malchus that we just saw a second ago, Melech HaKol Aretz, just HaMelech HaKadosh. And that is essentially, but we have here already elements of that position which we don't pass the like regarding Malchus. I continue now, and you'll notice, again, the three, Atav HaChatonu, that's classic, Tevri Yom Tev, Nechata'enu, classic Tevri Yom Tev. Again, going back to number four, you have the Karbonos I mentioned, that's in item four. And now in five, this is where Malchus really begins. Malchus begins with Aleinu Eshaber. So what exactly is the idea of Malchus? So Rav Soloveitchik, that's all, pointed out there are two elements in Malchus. One is the present situation. The present situation is that who recognizes Hashem is Barach? Am Yisrael. Probably so. We're the ones who acknowledge the sovereignty. We're the ones who recognize Him. We're the ones who are the Talmud Dvara, a very beautiful Muslim sefer, Rav Moshe Kodavero, he points out that we are the relatives of Hashem is Barach. We are the shared basa. We are His closest relatives. So we recognize Hashem. And you'll take a look now at Aleinu Shabeach. This is the first idea of Malchus, that we recognize Hashem. The second idea, of course, is the hope and the ultimate bakasha. We want the entire world to recognize Hashem. We want the whole world to recognize Hashem. We say it every time we mention Aleinu. Vay Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz. We want the entire world. All Tanakh is founded upon this principle, upon this premise, that the entire world should recognize Hashem. So now take a look at the two paragraphs. Aleinu Shabeach al Adonai. Let's read it together. Aleinu means referring to whom? We. Call yourself. Lases didula liyotzeh bereishis. We are showing the greatness of Hashem. Shalom asamnu. We were not made like the non-Jewish world. We. Lo samanu. We. Shalom sam chalkeinu. Our chelik is not like theirs. Goraleinu. Our share is not like theirs. Why? Shein yishtachavim. They are involved in all kinds of idolatrous rites and the like. Mispalim alelu yashia ba'anachnu. But we, Klal Yisrael, Korin, the Mishtachadim, and Bodim, the Nelam Alchi, and Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we describe Hashem. Shunot HaShemayim, V'yosin Ores, what Hashem has done in terms of the creation, and the like. Hu Elokeinu, Eino. Emes Malkeinu, Emes Luaso. And we quote a Pasuk. V'yadat Hayom, Hashem Osa Levadecha. So, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara points out that each of these three additional brachos, Malkeinu, and others, and Shabros, has three parts to this. The first part is the introduction, which more or less is a definition, a glossary, a table of contents, what the theme of Malchus is. Then there are 10 psukim. That's the middle section. I'm going to show you in a moment this idea. 10 psukim, 3, 3, 3, and 1. 3 psukim that are from the Torah, 3 psukim from Ksuvim, 3 psukim from the Vim, and 1 from the Torah. And the last part of each of these additional brachas has a conclusion as well, a chasima. Now let me show you what I'm talking about. Look at number 5. This is the introduction. Aleinu Shabbat is the first paragraph that we just read. But what is the second half of it? Al Kein Nikaveh. So what is this referring to? What is the theme here? Al Kein Nikaveh. We hope. What do we hope? Liros Meheira B'Severus Yizecha. That Hashem's strength will be recognized universally. Lahavir Gilulim in Haaretz. And all the idolatrous rites will be eliminated. V'Avilim Karosi Karesu. Because what do we want to do? L'Taken Olam Machut Shakat. And now take a look at the next few sentences, and you'll see there's one word that recurs many, many times, which is really the major thing. You tell me what the word is. What word am I referring to? Kol. What does kol mean? Everyone. Kol b'nei basar yikub b'shmecha. All human beings should in effect call out to Hashem. Lachno se'lecha, kol b'shei aretz, even b'shoyim. Wicked people, Yakir Yego, Kol Yoshe Seder, all those that live here on earth should recognize Hashem. Ki Lechot Tichra, Kol Berach, every knee should pay homage to Hashem. Ki Shabbat, Kol Lashon, every tongue. So what do you see this theme? This is the second theme of Malchus. The first theme is the present reality that we recognize Hashem. But the second theme, of course, is the ultimate hope that the entire world will recognize Hashem. And these are embedded in these two paragraphs of Aleinu, which serves as the introduction, the preamble to this additional bracha called Malchus. And now start looking at the bottom of number 5. I told you the middle section has tukim that are quoted. These tukim come to corroborate the idea of Malchus. So take a look. I mentioned to you 3, 3, 3, and 1. Number 1, Hashem Yimlof Yalabue. That's 1. Binama. You see 6? Lohi bin Abim Biyakov, Lara, Mo, Biyisrael, Hashem, Lakov, Yimlo, Yisras, Melach, Mo. The word Melach, that's number 2. Binama, Vahi, Bishur, and Melach. It's I say, Rashi, Yim, Yachit, Yisrael. Number 3, these are all tukim from where? From the Torah. And then it says, the next set of psukim, are 3 psukim from where? From ksuvim. What are ksuvim? As opposed to Nevi'im? What's included in ksuvim? Give me an example of something that's included in ksuvim. What? Kelim. Correct. What else? Correct. One of the Megillah. So why the order was changed? Normally the order is Tanakh. Torah, Nevi'im, ksuvim. Here the order is now what? Torah, ksuvim, Nevi'im, and then Torah. That's a bit strange. So Mishon will talk about this. So this needs a seventh share. But the truth is that the simple answers, what the Ritva and the Tesis and the Ramban and the Rashba of Moshe say, they point out that here the order is based on historical, we're talking about historical chronology. Sukkot and the Torah come first. What comes after Sukkot and the Torah? Tehillim. Primarily, Sefer Tehillim is being used. So how do we introduce Sefer Tehillim or Ksuvim in general? Uvedivre Kotshecha Kassel Leimor. Why are Ksuvim called Uvedivre Kotshecha? Because the difference between Ksuvim and the Nevi'im is that the Nevi'im were written by Ruach Nevuah. What's Ruach Nevuah? Prophetic spirit, the ability to see the future. Mashenkin. Ksuvim are written by Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh is a lower level than Ruach of Nevuah. That's mentioned by all the Rishayim. Pe'echot. Because the Navi is a Shliach, who's on a much higher level than the Ksuvim, that's a lower level. So take a look now. Would there be a Kashkar Kassel Neymar? What do we have here? Supposedly 3 psukim. 3, 3, 3, and 1. Is that true? Look at the Dibre Kashkar. Again, the word melucha is mentioned. That's 1. The name Hashem Malach Yisrael Salvation number 2. Name Sushar Meshech Yisrael Yisrael number 3. Mizir Hakama number 4. Sushar Meshech Yisrael Yisrael Hakama number 5. Mizir Hakama Hashem Zol Nagon Selah number 6. Well, the guy got a count. It's supposed to be the order is 3, 3, 3, and 1, and here we have 6 tukim. So what's the pshat? So my father's a ben midracha. I heard this probably when I was 5 or 6 years old. I'm not joking. I was bothered by this kasha. And Rav Soloveitchik said a lot of shurim on this particular topic as well. And so I'll just tell you a little bit of my history. When I was a little kid, much younger than you are, my father felt we should know the davening. So he gave us a nickel for each tefillah that I knew. A nickel for each word that I could translate in each particular tefillah. A fair number of nickels. And then he gave us another nickel if we memorized the entire tefillah. So I came to this tefillah, which starts with Sushar Rashecha. When do we say this tefillah? Which day of the week? Yom Rishon. So my father had us memorized. I could not memorize this for the life of me. I had so many difficulties. It seems to repeat itself. It's essentially a lot of tautology, a lot of duplication, a lot of repetition. I just couldn't deal with it. Look at it. Sushar Rashecha, Vinasa Mitzchayelam. Yad Malach HaKavah, Yizim Malach HaKavah, Hashem Yizim Gimra, Hashem Gimra Mochama, Tzushar Mashechem, Tzup Yisraelim, it's all the same. How in heaven's name am I supposed to recognize it? What?
Sing.
Excellent. But that still doesn't help it. Oh, okay. Can I test you on this? Let's see if you can sing this whole thing, all these 6 cookies. It's not so simple. However, if you take a look more carefully, you'll see the following. There are 2 sets of psukim. Each one begins with Sushar Mashaykhah, the first set and the second set. However, now take a look more carefully, and you'll see each set is different one from the other. Take a look at the first set. Yes, Sushar Mashaykhah is the introduction, but then it says, Vihi Nas'u Pitrei Olam. What does it say the second time? Usu'u Pitrei Olam. That's one distinction. I'll get to it in a second. Second distinction. In the first set, it says, V'yavo Melech HaKavod. That's the same. That's the same as the second set as well. However, the second distinction is, the first time we say, Mizeh Melech HaKavod, and what do we say the second time? Mihuzeh Melech HaKavod. What's that distinction? I'll explain in a moment. And finally, number 3, the third time, in the first set it says, Hashem Izuz Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama. And the second time, what does it say? Hashem Tzvachos. So now, Hashem Tzvachos. So both my father's Benjamin Bracha and our salvation get a major shiur that he gave, said the following. We just said a moment ago, there are two themes to Malchiyot. One theme of Malchiyot is the present reality, that we call yourself accept Hashem as our king. But then there's a second theme to Malchiyot, the ultimate hope, that the whole world will accept Hashem. So take a look now at the Sukkot. The first talk, Sushar Mashiach Bihin Nasu. I don't know if you're into Dikduk, it's probably not one of your favorite topics, favorite subjects. My father taught me Dikduk at a very young age. Bihin Nasu is Nif'al. Nif'al means where, in effect, coercion is being used. Force is being used. It means the gates do not want to open them up. They're not interested because the world at large does not accept Hashem Yisbarach necessarily. Bihin Nasu Pisra Yolam. So, since they don't accept Hashem is Baruch, so what do they say? Their response is, Mizeh Melech HaKavod, which is a lashon of chutzpah. Mizeh, who is this guy that you want us to accept him? Where do you find such a lashon in the Torah? Anyone remember? It was about Torah. That paragraph was right. Moshe Rabbeinu appeared on the scene to redeem Klal Yisrael. What does he say? Mizeh Hashem 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 Hashem
Hashem
Hashem Hashem Hashem Hashem Hashem Hashem Ruba Kitulo, great. He just did a halakhi principle. I demand a few places in Shas. Mizeh Melech HaKavod. So he says, Paro, who is this Melech HaKavod? Moshe shows him all this, the gods. He's not into it. That's not my thing. So you know what the response to such people is? Hashem says, okay, you don't want to accept me? I'll huff and puff and blow your house down. Hashem Izu the Gibor, Hashem Gibor Mochav. That's the first set of three psukim. So now, already the second time around, the second set of psukim, what happens? No longer the Nasu, no longer now they're, shall we say, becoming a little bit more flexible. So now the woman doesn't say the Nasu, but rather Usu'u, which is a voluntary kind of expression. And then beyond that, instead of Mizeh, which is said with a dastardly kind of tenacity and dogged type of chutzpah, now Mihuzeh, pray tell, what is he like? Maybe you can describe him to me. This is the distinction between Mizeh and me, who's that? And then finally, no longer I'll huff and puff and blow your house down, but rather, Hashem Tzvachos Semach HaKavod Tzela. So my Rebbe HaSalvetzik said, you don't have six sukkim here, you have really one pasuk. Why is that so? Because it's duality, a dialectic of what Malchus is all about. Number one, the recognition, we recognize Hashem, that's the second. The hope that all of the entire world recognize Hashem, so it's all one idea, one thing. So now take a look carefully. Pasuk 1. And all the whole Susharim business, that's one pasuk, one idea. You said it before, Aryeh, but I now get a bit of explanation. You understand what I'm saying? And in Mela, it's not a stereo to the idea of 3-3-3-1. We remain with that pattern, but it's a thematic kind of consistency. That's what I was going to point out. This took it approximately 1 hour and a half. And how long did it take me? About 2 or 3 minutes. And that's one of the major differences in our salvation myself. There are many others. Anyway, I continue. Idea Barech HaNadim Chasid Leimor. Here also, again, you have three psukim. Kam Hashem, Melech Yisrael, Begualo. Hashem Tzvakot, Ani Rishon, Ani Yacharon, Begualo Dayan Elokim. Pasuk 1, Venema. Volu Moshim Ba'atzi Yonish Parasari Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Lucha. This is from Nevi'im. Number 3. Hayashel Rech HaGor. It says 3, 3, 3. What's the last pasuk in the Torah? Usarasa Chasid Leimor. But take a look at that pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. So there's a Rashi Chumash. I'll be familiar with it. You seem to have gargantuan knowledge. That's beautiful. Halavai, I should be like you. I should have been like you at your age, but what can I do? I didn't get it as quickly as you did. So Rashi says that this is the value of the two. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu, Hashem who's our God, who's our God. Klal Yisrael, and the next part, Hashem Echad, hopefully it will be Hashem Echad to the entire world. So Shema Yisrael, that this pasuk really reflects this dialectic, this duality. It's embedded in that Shema Yisrael. Tzvei Dinim. And that's all Malchus. All Malchus is number one, the present recognition of Hashem that we have, Klal Yisrael. And number two, the ultimate hope and prayer in the entire world recognize Hashem. You see what I'm saying? This is the second section of Malchus. Now come to the third section, which is on the next page. Number 7. Essentially here, what you have is now the third part of Malchus, which is the Chasima, the conclusion. And the conclusion is, we want Hashem to carry out this plan of Malchiyot. Take a look. Meloch al kol ha'olam kula b'chodecha. What word again is also the word that recurs here again and again? And that obviously is the theme. Kol. Circle it. Meloch al kol olam kol b'chodecha. V'inase al kol ha'aretz b'korecha. V'ofar b'adah gorim z'zecha al kol yoshvei shevel atzecha. V'yegda kol po'ul ki atof yaltov. V'yamin, you get the point. And that's exactly the idea of Malchus, is embedded in the structure of the tefillah to see these three beautiful ideas. But here we pass the halacha, like the man Yama who said that we combine two themes. Take a look at the bracha. I read it before. Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech al Kol Haaretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. There's a problem here, a serious halachic problem. This kasha is by the Ramban, by the Ritva, by the Rashba, all the Rishonim is this kasha. I'm sure you're probably familiar with it. So there are two themes in this bracha. Melech al Kol Haaretz is Malchios, and then, what's the second part like Mekadosh HaShabbos, or Mekadosh Yisrael Bazman, is the second part, Mekadosh Yisrael, Yom HaZikaron. Because what have we done? We've taken two themes and combined them. Malchios with Kedusha Tayyom. That is a no-no. That is taboo. It's against Gemara's all of Shas. The Gemara says, "Then Chayshim Bishtayim." A bracha cannot have more than one theme. Mekadosh HaShabbos. How many themes does it have? One. Hashem sanctified the Shabbos. Mekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim is one theme. And here we have Melech HaKol Haaretz. That's one theme of Malchios. Mekadosh Yisrael Bazmanim is the second theme. How can we do that? So, of course, what's the answer? That what appears to be Tzvei Dinim is one theme. Why is it one theme? It's Hanuach. Because the Kedush Tayyom of Rosh Hashanah is what? Is identified with Malchios. The two are coterminous. Is that proper English? The two are identical. Malchios together with Kedush Tayyom, it's Hanuach. That's what all the Rishonim say. And that answers the question. Okay, so we did Malchios. And now we'll try to move a little bit to Zechariah and Shavuot, just briefly. Yes.
Why are these days all about Malchios? Or do we define Kedush Tayyom? We're saying that that's really Malchios.
Shuto Kamashmo. The Moshe, this is my Rebbe. Anyone know my Rebbe, Rabbi Nienna? I run Shari Tru, Rabbi Nienna, in Kedushelma. But I really don't have to, because I see Rabbi Nienna here every day. So he is like my Nava. He, his parents, his grandfather, Zechariah Bracha, who I happen to know. And I continue. So now, number eight, we begin Zechariah. So again, Zechariah is going to have three parts. What's the three part? The introduction, which is definition, what Zichronos is, and then the middle sets of 10 psukim to prove the point, and then finally the chasima, the end, the conclusion, the summary. Okay, so let's start. Number eight. What is Zichronos basically? What's the theme of Zichronos? That Hashem is not limited to past, present, or future. Hashem transcends obviously Zman, he's above time. Lamalam Azman. And we also mentioned the omniscience of Hashem. What is that term referred to? Omniscience of Hashem, he's all-knowing. What was that?
The oneness.
No, Yichud Hashem, that's what you're talking about. That's not exactly in Zichronos. But even though it happens to be probably better there, well, I'm sorry?
Immorality.
Immorality is not exactly Zichronos, but certainly immorality is not a good thing. We should try to avoid it to the extent that we can. But I'm just, the idea of Zichronos means that Hashem is all, remembers everything. Remembers all of our deeds. Hashem is in, responsible literally for not just Adiz, but also Hashem knows exactly what led us to do that which we did. I'm not going to go through all Zichronos now, I don't have time, but I continue. If you look at number nine, upper left-hand corner, Kakosu v'serasecha, now let's start counting Tzukim. Chayis Golokim, Eskolachay, Eskolavim, Asherita v'ateva, that's person number one. Chayish Malokim is not Kosu v'yiska, the word v'yiska is mentioned, number two. And number three, Zachad is Bisiyaka, those are three Tzukim in the Torah. Uvdive Kachra, now we're going to have again Tzukim from where? From Tzubim, which is known in English as the Hagiographa. That's like a Latin term, so don't get carried away. We have Pasuk, Zech, Asad, and also Chanan Racham Hashem, one Pasuk. Ne'eman. Notice that it's been truncated. That means it's been cut off, not that it has a trunk. But anyway, Ne'eman. Terev Nasa Lirei, Adiska Lola Bisa, Ne'eman. Forget three psukim. Continuing. And now take a look at this issue, which is number 9, going over to number 10. He says, Halach likarasa azne yishalai nema dizi yibiyahu anavi kor ma'ashev zachai v'al chesed nirayich, that we followed Hashem into the midbar. Going back to 10. V'zachai nami yaz b'isi yotem in yurayich, and then habayin yakav yafayim. So we have 3, 3, 3, except there's one problem. Where's the 10th pasuk in the Torah? Does not appear here as it appeared in Malchios. Somehow it disappears. Where does it appear? Or reappear or resurface? In item number 10, near the bracha. So the question is, why is that so? I can't discuss that now. That would cause all shiur. One second, before you go, there's a pasuk here that I'm very fond of. It's a beautiful niggun. Haben Yakeli Ephraim. Anybody know the niggun for Haben Yakeli Ephraim? Would you like to sing it for us?
I'd love to, but I don't know.
Okay, who knows it? Anybody here? I have a niggun that I've been singing for years and years. Oh, you know everything. That's right, you come from the right to the spot. Go ahead. You got it. Ben Yakili, Yakili Ephraim, in Gelet Shashuim, you have it down beautifully. La, 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 la. You're probably into that, no?
As long as
it could be a bendy. I don't know what they're talking about, but I imagine you do. As I said, you see through everything. Baruch Hashem. But it continues. Klal Yisrael compared to Ephraim. Ephraim is a Ben Yakir. Yakir means a child that is dear to Hashem. Yelet Shashuim. I don't know if you know, there's a toy store here, which is like comparable to this massive toy store in the United States. I think they just recently went out of business, did they? Toys R Us. But here they call them Kfar Shashuim. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Kfar Shashuim is the massive toy store here in Eretz Yisrael. So we're compared to Hashem. You know what Yelet Shashuim means? Hashem, what does he do with a little child? He dandles us. I have little grandchildren, and I actually, when their parents are not looking, and when my wife is not looking, I also dandle them. Like I twiddle them around my finger. Once one of my children saw it, she almost had a heart condition, like the mother of this little child. But I got a kick out of the whole thing. So anyway, so Yelet Shashuim is the child that you dandle. And then it says the following. Here's the problem. Kimidei Dabribo, when I speak about Ephraim, Zohar Eskerenullah, I remember him. So the Rishonim asked, what comes first? Zechira Dibor. What do you do first? First you remember. And then you speak about it, no? And yet here's Pum Paket. The Pasuk says, Tibigay Dabibo, I speak about Ephraim, Zohar Eskerenullah, I remember him. Ma'ap Shatmezeh. So I saw a big shake. Zechatzal Dibracha. I loved Dibracha. He was my guru. I drove from St. Louis to New York to hear the tshuva drashas he gave during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, 23 hours. My children were very young. I told them, no drinking for 3 days, 2 pit stops. Somehow it didn't seem to go well with them. Let's not get into that. But, so the Rav said the following. What does the word here, Zachar Eskerenu, mean? Normally, what does Zachar mean? To remember. That's not what it means here. Kimi de Gavimba, when I speak about Ephraim, you know what happens? I become emotional. Zohar, I am full of nostalgia. Where does that translation of Zohar appear? In the Ramban in Chumash, in Bashar Yisrael. Zohar, Sim HaShabbos Nekachu. How do I view Shabbos? Not just I remember Shabbos. Every day when I say, Hayom Yom Rishon, that's a Kiyum, the Raisa of a Pasuk. Zohar, Sim HaShabbos Nekachu. But the word Zohar there means, I look forward to the Shabbos. Don't they have all these conventions? You probably know for them. I'm not exactly a convention guy. Okay. So I go to conventions, and they have this thing. It goes on until the Shabbos, till I don't know, till 1 in the morning. And then they have, as the Shabbos ebbs away. You ever saw that?
I went to that village in
a good connection. Well, you're way beyond me. You are from more, way beyond anything that I come near. I'm not into that. NCSY convention. Wow. You are hot stuff. You can real record the genuine article. I don't come near your thumbnails. You're casting my view. I got to get to know you. Especially TNBC TV. I understand. You retired at such a young age. Baruch Hashem, it's Hashem.
It's okay.
Whatever that is. But anyway, so hear what I'm saying to you. Keep me days, I'll be go, Zohar Eskerenu. I speak about Ephraim, not that I remember him, but rather, I am full of pathos, nostalgia, emotion. That's what it does to me. Let me just finish the point. And the point being here, that this really expresses a very beautiful idea. Namely, it ends, as I said, this notion of Zichronos, and Zichronos ends in the bottom, number 10, but more or less we summarize what it's all about. Yes, go ahead.
So, there was just before that, the fear of the topic is the omniscience of Hashem. Right. But it seems as though all the psukim brought are almost implying like how he's limited. Like it seems when you bring in the psukim of like Vayizkor Elohim as Noah, as in like implies that he forgot almost in all the psukim.
Okay, this would require a lot of response, analysis of Zichronos, which I need about 5 hours for, honestly. I'm not exaggerating. I could talk about these topics for 300 hours. That's where I'm hoping. But I can't do it right now. If you remind me, Glee Nether, I promise on Thursday, but then in the Shir, maybe I'm going to focus more on this, a much greater lens, so perhaps I'll do that. But I think for this audience, that they're very fine people, and they would like more of an overview, so let's just leave it at that at this point in time, and yes, Hashem will get to you. Okay, the third part, of course, is Shofros. What is Shofros? It starts with item 11. Anyone can tell me the theme of Shofros? Basically, the theme of Shofros is... That partially correct, but really, take a look at the psukim. Hashem appeared, min hashamayim. Where did this happen? Oh, you are the man. Min hashamayim, shmatan kolo, b'kolecha m'gleis amem b'yakwe Torah. Where did Hashem appear to us? What's he talking about? Arsina, excellent boy, you're the man. He is it. How come I don't have any connection with you?
I hold it to this.
That's true, but I should be kitamed ha-mis'abed b'fnei afaragosh.
Well, I know for sure.
That's right, the connection. He was outstanding. I met recently, you were there, a gentleman who actually basically most of his life was where? In the Navy. Are you aware of that?
What was his firm?
Mr. Gershon Firm spent a fair amount of time in the US Navy. Top European. People looks like that. I don't know about the film song.
He went to Duke University.
He went to Duke University as well. That's correct. So anyway,
I've not seen this fellow. I had connection with him in the province of Ireland 42 years ago. And all of a sudden he appears in my shul. Where in heaven's name did he come from? Amongst the Iraq Kodesh. Correct. Many months of Iraq Kodesh in the Armenia. So I thought it was like, I thought he came down to Ashramay. Literally. From heaven. Manna from heaven, you know manna?
Mon,
thank you. I didn't go to a little convention, that's why I called manna. Here, amazing. What are we talking about, Har Sinai? And then take a look at the psukim. The introduction, you see Atoni Gleisa. I don't have much time, so let me just finish in the few minutes that I have. And then we have Kakosu Mesir Asecha. And take a look at the psukim again. The middle section, 3, 3, 3, and 1. Vayimai Mashishi Biosabokir, Kol Sibaka, Pasuk 1. Pasuk 2, Benemar. Nehemar introduces the next pasuk. Vayikal Shoga, Holy Pasuk Biyo, number 12. 3, Benemar, Becholog, Roma, Sakon, Zalapidim. 3, excellent. 3 psukim of the Torah. Now the next section, Vivi Kotchka. Bachamol, he forgot how to count. Look what happens over here. Although Kim Besu Hashem, Kol Shoga, that's 1. Benemar, Chatzon, Kol Shoga, number 2. Benemar, Tikum, Achadishoga, Hezor, again, number 3. And then suddenly, a medley, is that what you call it? A burst of halaluta. What is going on here? So our Soledic said, if you know what Shofros is, you know what Shofros is? You speak about the Shofros about the Torah, and guess what happens later? That is the beginning of Shofros, and then we all go all the way till Shofros Shel, Moshiach Tikenu. Gohonyo, Bayo, Madu. That's not in the Shwaki, I'm sorry, I don't need no Shwaki at all. He used to talk.
He has a call off now that actually in the first week.
Really? Yeah, I have to see this. Okay. Please, will you do something? You do a solo in front of the Hodeshiva, yeah?
I'm past those days, though.
Past those days, wow. Yes. You really got good connections. Anyway, so this don't mind me. So our salvation thought, you know what shofar is? Shofar means we are in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. Gilu Shechina. That's the definition of shofar. Shofar about the Torah, Shem Hashem Mashiach. Gilu Shechina. What happens when a Jew is in the presence of Hashem? What does a Jew start doing when he realizes and senses, feels in the presence of Hashem? You start, but number one, you do tshuva. You start singing and dancing. And when I daven this on Rosh Hashanah, which I usually do, several decades, so here's what I do. I get to this ne'emar, and all of a sudden, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kodesh, Hallelujah, and those, what happens? I become a clay shear, which means a musical instrument, because I'm connected to Hashem Yisbarach. I feel I'm the presence of Hashem. Shofros, Gilu Shechina. And all of a sudden, I feel the need to start dancing into it. So that explains here, it's all one. Again, I said it before. Just like Sue Sharon is one, this is also one. It's all one theme of singing before Hashem. So here we have, and then of course the end of shofros, as you can see, there are three psukim going on to the next page. Number 13 is the bracha. But again, where's the last pasuk of Torah to be found here? 3, 3, 3, and 1. Where's the one? Again, at the end, we have two of them. Zichros and shofros had the one pasuk of Torah at the end. Mashiach and Malchus had the one pasuk after the 3, 3, 3, and then the one plus the field. The question is, why are two like this and one like that? That needs another shear. There are many shurim here that we have to say. So let's just be messiahing, because since it's really the philos of Malchus of Elz and Shofros are so structured in such a beautiful way. I'm just trying to show you what I did today was just, I call it A Ba Go Ga Do Da Ho Ha. Now, I'll finish with this one. When I was 13 years old, I used to learn in MTA. At night time, I got finished. I said to myself, I don't know, it's a book. I should learn about Chaim Brisker. Why should I bother with the brothers and Ashi and Chumash and Psukim? I'm holding about Chaim Brisker. So I took out the Chidusha of Chaim Alevi and the Rambam, and the first word I didn't understand. The second word I didn't understand. He calls the Rambam with a Chai Biska, sometimes Salvezi, as Salvezi's grandfather, then has a whole shtickle tailor, and that's Alumbus, Al Pilpo. I couldn't read anything. So I go over, there's an older girl, who must have been, he was, one of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Zalchanan. I ask him, who can help me with this Chai Biska? So he looks at me, with that look of his, this European Rabbanim, and he says to me, in Yiddish, come with me. Where's he taking me? He takes me to the Aron HaSvarim, the bookshelves, and he starts looking around, and he finds a book called Reishis Das. Reishis Das, when you teach young children how to begin to read, what does it have? The letters of the alphabet. First, individual letters. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Then after a while, it has Nekudos, thank you. So he says to me, start reading. I said, what is this fellow up to? So he turns the page where it says, Ah, good. Ha, good. Ho, wow. You're making progress, he told me in Yiddish. What is he trying to tell me? Is he giving me a message? Of course he's giving me a message. You know what the message was? You are Morris Dice of the Abonim. You 13-year-old, blankety, 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 blank. You're learning your time. You say, you know you belong? Ah, ba, ga, go, ha, go, do. I was so angry at him. I left it. The whole year I sat there and went like this. I made faces at him the whole time. What a chutzpah that fellow has at Rosh Hashanah. I mean, He said, but later on, he's wanting to blow me out of the door. So I didn't know that, so it really wasn't my fault. And then, once I got past my gaiva, 13-year-old gaiva, I realized this man has a lot to offer. And he and I became very close. As you say, tight. So what I just did for you here was essentially ha, va, bo, go, da, go. I just introduced you to all of this. Because they teach them three kids about it. Ve'idach, zil menor, the Gemara says in Shabbos. The rest of it, you're going to become the master of Halachot. That is you, all of you.
Amen.
But guess what? You know to do that, what must you do? Hasmada. You have to listen to her. And you're capable of doing it all of you. That's the mission, hope and prayer of everybody in the yeshiva, including the Rosh Yeshiva Tarashraga. I have to know him. He wants everyone here to become a master of Talmud Chacham, to understand the tefillos, to connect to Hashem's Baruch. I'll invite you to Hashem and give us a big, that kind of a